It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. State economists give their assessment today of what Colorado's economy will look like over the next year. They're trying to anticipate how much tax revenues will drop because of the pandemic as state lawmakers try to set the next state budget. CPR's Benta Berkland says they're planning for huge cuts.
One thing that is unique about this current situation is just how fast the state's finances have crashed. Back in 2008, during that recession, everything unfolded over a much longer time period. Now, the state has very little time to come up with billions of dollars in cuts. We're hearing $3 to $4 billion.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Lawmakers have already identified about $700 million in savings, but need to cut more. A federal judge has ruled the Weld County Sheriff violated some inmates' constitutional rights by not doing more to keep them safe from the COVID-19 virus. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The judge granted a preliminary injunction against Sheriff Steve Reams on Monday. It requires Reams to identify medically fragile inmates, house them in individual cells to the greatest extent possible, and monitor them for signs of illness. A handful of civil rights attorneys sued Reams last month for what they say was his cavalier attitude towards COVID-19 and the risk it poses inside his jail. The Weld County Jail already had an outbreak in which several inmates and guards were sickened. One inmate died. The judge ordered Reams to take action by next week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More than 100 mayors, including 66 from Colorado, have sent a letter to Congress urging them to include parks and recreation areas in the next round of stimulus. Mayor Delaney Young from Telluride and others said that outdoor recreation is a critical driver of local economies. Young and the mayors of Longmont, Durango, Aspen, and other towns say that parks bring in billions of recreation dollars and millions of jobs. Colorado's tourism office is launching a campaign to bring visitors back for when it's safe to travel again. The first phase encourages residents and would-be tourists to share their anticipation for outdoor activities. The office isn't buying ad time for the campaign and hopes it spreads through social media. Money for promoting tourism could be part of budget cuts as lawmakers address the budget shortfall. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.